We have joked ad nauseum on the Infomaniacs about buying cigarettes and doing it for the kids, of course, because the money from cigarette sales and the taxes go towards education. Well, now there's a chink in that armor. If you'll consider that we've done a pretty good job stopping terrorism since 9/11, and I think everybody would agree that's the case. But apparently we have to worry about terrorists killing us in a much slower, longer, more flavorful way. According to a new study out of the Weill Cornell Medical College in New York, terrorism causes smoking. The research found that the stress of 9/11 caused approximately 1.3 million former smokers to start up again. That means the September 11th attack caused a 2.3% jump in smoking in the U.S. And for public health costs, that's about 1.3 million smokers at $530 million. The researchers say, quote, "The findings that there was such a big increase in smoking nationwide seems due to one event, and this is extraordinarily surprising. And see, this whole time, I thought it would merely take me having a teenage daughter to drive me to that, or at least to drinking." With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.